We continue our reading of the Gospel of Matthew, coming today to Matthew 27, verses 27 to 44. This is the account of the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I've been mentioning pretty much throughout our Christmas celebrations that the reason Jesus was born, the reason for Christmas, was so that he would die on the cross for our sins. And of course, the very biblical descriptions, the biblical doctrine in the Bible about the meaning of the birth of Christ is explicitly tied to his coming for an atoning death. Joseph is told, "You shall call his name Jesus, for he will deliver his people from their sins." And so it's very fitting that we, on Christmas Day, come to the account of the crucifixion of Jesus. Now, what's particularly striking to me in the Matthew account of the crucifixion is the sheer venom and hatred towards the Lord Jesus. And it's simply the truth that as soon as Jesus was born, there were the shepherds there who were there. The wise men came from the east. The angels were praising him. Pretty much everyone else hated him from the very beginning. Herod, shortly thereafter, sends his soldiers down to try and kill the Messiah, slaying all the boys of Bethlehem. And, of course, as soon as Jesus begins his public ministry, as soon as he begins doing miracles, which one would think would be a good thing, and then teaching the Word of God, he's reviled by the religious leaders. They immediately begin conspiring against him. And here's the results of what they have. I think my favorite line in the midst of all this is verse 43. They said, "He trusts in God. Let God deliver him now if he desires him." That's kind of throwing the gauntlet down. And, of course, Easter is the answer to that. He did trust in God. God delivered him not from death, but through death, because by his death he was delivering us from our sins. Now, in the midst of this passage where they're spitting upon him and beating him and reviling him, even the thieves are mocking him, we're told a little note that the Roman soldiers put a sign over his cross saying, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Ah, the very claim made about him with regard to Christmas at his birth. "For unto you this day is born a child in the city of David, and he is Christ the Lord," that he is the King of God's people. And I dare say it reminds us of how special it is what we're doing today. It's an ordinary thing for the church to be gathering on the Lord's Day. It's nothing particularly special. Inasmuch as it's Christmas, we gather every Sunday for worship. But in a world that reviles him every much today, as it always had, the name Jesus is mostly spoken in our culture as a curse word. And that he is crucified over and over through unbelief, often within churches that bear his name. But what a joy it is for us to play the role of that sign. And we say, "Oh, but you're forgetting is that it's true. He is what the Word of God said. He is the King of the Jews. He is the Son of God. And he was the victor. And by his death, he was achieving the purpose for which he was born." What a joy it is for us, particularly because it's Christmas, to play that role and say, "He is the Son of God. He is the Christ. He is our Lord and Savior." Well, let's give ear with these things in mind to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 27 of Matthew 27. "Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the governor's headquarters, and they gathered the whole battalion before him, and they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. And twisting together a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and put a reed in his hand. And kneeling before him, they mocked him, saying, 'Hail, King of the Jews.' They spit on him, and they took the reed and struck him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the robe and put it around and put his own clothes on him and led him away to crucify him. As they went, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. They compelled this man to carry his cross. And when they came to a place called Golgotha, which means place of the skull, they offered him wine to drink mixed with gall, but when he tasted it, he would not drink it. And when they had crucified him, they divided his garments among them by casting lots. Then they sat down and kept watch over him there. And over his head they put the charge against him, which read, 'This is Jesus, the King of the Jews.' Then two robbers were crucified with him, one on the right and one on the left. And those who passed by derided him, wagging their heads and saying, 'You who would destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross.' So also the chief priests with the scribes and elders mocked him, saying, 'He saved others. He cannot save himself. He is the King of Israel. Let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God deliver him now if he desires him. For he said, I am the Son of God. And the robbers who were crucified with him also reviled him in the same way. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.